This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
MJ Hager has been the frontrunner during the Democratic primary race for a U.S. Senate seat in Texas. She won 22% of the vote in the 12-person March primary. Her opponent in the runoff, State Senator Royce West, won 14%. That means Hager may be most likely to challenge incumbent Republican John Cornyn during his re-election bid this November. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports Hager ran a closely watched race for Congress in 2018 when a wave of women ran for office following the Me Too movement.
MJ Hager's political career began about 3 years ago when she announced she was running for Congress against Austin area Republican incumbent John Carter. And it all started with an ad.
This is a story about doors. A lot of them.
Hagar's ad told the story of her career as an Air Force pilot, her childhood, and her fight to get women the ability to serve in combat roles in the military. The ad was fast-paced, moving, and featured Hagar as this no-nonsense fighter who had had it with her local congressman. It got a lot of attention.
A former Air Force combat veteran running for Congress in Texas, and MJ Hagar, her latest ad has gone viral with nearly 2 million views in just 5 days.
Hagar ended up losing to Carter by less than 3 percentage points in the 2018 election. Just to compare, in 2016, Carter won his election by more than 20 points. The election before that, he won by more than 30. Hagar was part of a wave of women seeking office during that midterm election, the first since the Me Too movement, when many women were speaking out against harassment, sexual violence, and discrimination. That last one, something Hagar deeply cares about because of a medical mission she flew in Afghanistan.
In my third tour, I was shot down and had to engage the enemy in ground combat in order to help rescue my crew and patients.
Hagar says it was a group effort, but they got out. Everyone survived.
And that experience made me one of the lead voices in the fight to open ground combat jobs for women. Women were in ground combat, but they weren't allowed to officially serve in the roles that, you know, are considered the primary ground mission roles.
Hagar says it was hurting the military.
It was tying the hands of the commanders in the field, and I agreed to take on that fight, even though it meant the end of my pilot career, because, you know, we don't have the right to organize. We don't have unions in the military. So when you sue the Secretary of Defense, you're pretty much ending your military career.
But in 2012, that's what Hagar did, sued the Pentagon. She shifted her career to healthcare and stayed committed to getting the military to change its policy on women in ground combat roles. Hagar says most of the pushback she got didn't come from the military. It came from politicians in D.C.
So that's when I had to become more active politically. And I think a lot of Texans find a distaste for politics, and I was one of them.
So Hagar and a colonel in the Army created a kind of lobbying group. She says they recruited 25 female combat vets who were really frustrated with the military's policy. They knocked on doors and lobbied members of Congress.
You know, we didn't raise money and pay ourselves a salary. We just took time off work and went to D.C. and talked to as many senators and congressmen and women and staffers as possible.
They eventually won this fight, but Hagar says it was hard to get politicians to talk to her. The experience, she says, taught her how D.C. works. Unless you're a moneyed special interest, it's hard to get lawmakers' attention.
It seems like they are more focused on getting reelected and serving their corporate donors and their profit margins.
Hagar decided to run for office in the 2018 election. In particular, she chose to run against her own congressman, one of those politicians who wouldn't hear her out. Now, in her run for U.S. Senate, Hagar's stressing she understands what families in Texas are going through, especially these days, because she's raising a family here herself.
I have a 3- and a 5-year-old. And so when I look at them and I look at the world they're growing up into, and I look at the impact of climate change and the impact of the gun violence epidemic.
Hagar says that all makes her wonder whether her kids will have access to things like quality education and health care. She says she's making those things her next fight. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.